I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Crispy testicles in your fridge. Are we live, Matt?
Yes.
So let me get this straight.
No swearing for 3 minutes.
I thought straight was swearing.
No, straight is okay. I checked.
It depends. A gay person could use that word in a derogatory way, making it a swear word.
No, we're good. I checked.
A gay guy could say something
that's
like...
That's so straight.
Oh, yuck. You are being so straight right now. And then that is a swear word. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, because you're not... We'll talk about it.
What's deemed as a swear word? Is it if you find it offensive, it's a swear word?
It's just a sound.
Yeah, that's possible. But I think if we're just sticking in the top 8 swear words.
Because I can think of swear words.
I can think of them too right now.
Yeah. Think of the main ones though.
Do you want me
don't
to say
them?
I'll say
just,
them.
No, don't say them.
You fucking cunt.
Oh, shit.
You fucking cunt.
We're ruined.
We're all fucking cunts.
It's time. Demonetized.
Do you want to?
Oh, well, next week.
Do you want to see my wig this week or what?
Oh. You don't know yet. Matthew Brown does not know yet.
Oh, there's a reason why he's wearing a hat. You're fine. Oh. What happened?
Oh, yuck.
That's not the reaction I was hoping for.
The front looks fine.
But I've got no hair, so I'm like, yes.
Yeah, but I would prefer to have no hair than this. But I decided to leave it.
It looks like you're...
Oh, it feels weird.
It looks like you're patch.
Can I touch it?
Looks like a patch from stress.
It's sore in some places.
Like
it's been burnt.
He's sore on his head. I made him sore.
What happened?
Yeah.
Hair remover cream.
Oh!
Well done.
For like probably 30 to 40 minutes.
Burn?
Yeah, it hurt a bit now, yeah. Anyway, so fuck. What do we got happening?
I'm so glad I'm on this side.
What's happened, boys? Nothing. We've had just a normal week of work, a normal weekend, and now it's episode 32. It's only, after this one, 8 episodes left, and we have not started even looking into the live finale.
Yeah, we have to find venues. Let's do that
the first
Monday.
If someone could just organize this for us, that would be so good, eh? Because, man, it's fucking crazy busy, eh?
There's definitely venues. I think the biggest risk for us is getting stopped by that thing out there. We won't talk about what it's called, but...
The law?
The pandemic.
I reckon... Because in 8 weeks' time, what is it? We're in, what, September now?
Oh!
So it will take us to November, the beginning of November will be our final episode. So that's a while away.
I still think we will be risky.
You know how you get those sometimes when you really strain your body, you get the little electricity worms coming in?
Yeah, no, I call them the fairies.
What, in your eye?
Sparkles.
Yeah, you see them in your peripheral, these...
All the sparklies.
Yeah, electricity. You can follow and you go, bounces
No,
back.
I literally look at you and I can see them.
Mm.
And then they fizzle out.
It's exciting.
Fizzle out.
Yeah, I get it when I stand up every single time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not good, eh? It's too much electricity in our brains.
Oh, man.
It's like a sign of intelligence or something. I read that.
Yeah, hi, Einstein. Cute.
Anyway, episode number 32. Like I said, nothing really going on new in our lives. We're working behind the scenes. We got the fucking OnlyFans is out, if you haven't heard. The link will be in the description of the YouTube podcast. So go on. I haven't even seen... I don't have an OnlyFans account yet. How many people have signed up to it in that?
Yeah, fuck.
Let's have a look right now.
Can we just explain how it's working? Because I did get... God, I can't remember attacked. The guy, but someone did ask me, what would you rather me sign up to, the website or the OnlyFans? But I just want to say that the OnlyFans is free.
Yeah.
And to support us would be the website.
So the OnlyFans is free, or we're just going to post extra shit on there, and we're just sort of going to start building it just in case this gets deleted, this YouTube channel. So, yeah, if you want to support us, the OnlyFans is just if you feel like looking at some really high quality, really well done, like sexualized photos of us three. That's only for those specific people. If that's not for you, then don't worry, because you're not missing out on anything else. But if you want to support us and the whole fucking podcast, then you subscribe to our website. It's like $10 Australian a month. And we fucking post one huge vlog every week behind the scenes of our lives. And just we make videos that we can't post to social media on there. Okay? And what did we just post? What did we just fucking do on the website? Didn't we just do something crazy?
We did some smoothies.
No, the one that's coming out. Oh, yeah. Holy fuck.
Oh.
Holy fuck.
This is the best...
Okay,
the best week to sign up.
So members, current members, you'll remember a video, You Laugh, You Lose. Michael and I really stepped it up and really went hard to try and make each other laugh. Anyway, we did a part two of that. It should really be called a part poo.
There's a lot of it.
But that is out right now on the website, okay? And that got pretty fucked up.
Should we give a hint?
There's poo
maybe
involved.
Something about the golden
and
bottle.
And Julian was involved. Yeah, that's what reminded me. Michael fucking poured the entire golly bottle all over his fucking head. You know what? We should get that clip and put that on the OnlyFans for people who can't fucking afford the website. Because people on the podcast have fallen in love with the golly bottle.
Yeah,
the very golly bottle.
Love it or hate it.
I miss it already. So I've already started making another one. But yeah, I reckon it's pretty important. Also, Julian, shout out to you.
Yeah, Julian took it. Look, Julian did some things that he probably prefer we didn't say on the podcast, but it got very extreme. I don't mean to tease anyone for not being able to sign up, but yeah, there's no way we could ever post. We probably can't even make a trailer to promote that episode.
Like,
what are we going to show? It's just going to be, everything's just blurred. It's a fucking mess.
It got weird.
Right where you're sitting, Matt.
Yeah, dude. And have you got shoes on?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. I was going to say, like, there was a lot of mess
golly.
There.
A lot of golly, man.
Not like, just golly, like fucking... everything. And I've never, ever once used soap there.
Dude,
like,
I'm just okay. The fucking golly bottle. The fucking golly bottle just slopping all over him. It's exactly, it was hard bits. And then after, it looked like there was like, some feta cheese little dots on his fucking
face. Did you get any in your eyes or mouth?
The
flies. Oh, the flies on his, caked on his forehead and stuck there.
All the flies stayed on the face.
And smelt
amazing.
Like so bad.
Yeah, I fucked up the house for like 24 hours.
So anyway, that's on the website, okay? And I'm sorry about that. And fucking, of course, our other sponsor.
Keep going.
Manscaped.com. These crazy bastards are the only ones willing to sponsor us, and fucking good on them, because they make some good shit. All right, they sponsor shit like the UFC and stuff, so you know they have to have good quality products if they're sponsoring shit like that.
I've used them.
Yeah, we all use them, right? They send us shit, now we use it. You get great ball shavers, just heaps of cool shit for your nuts and dick and balls. You can put shit up your dick hole. There's stuff for your towel, for your ass. You can pull the hair out with a fucking snips.
Yeah, with this thing.
Pair of snips. Heaps of cool shit. If you want 20% off any product on the manscaped.com website, use our discount code FULLYACTUAL20. FULLYACTUAL20, all one word.
And if you don't want the discount, just buy the product.
Yeah, yeah. If you, by all means, don't use the discount code if you don't want to. If you want to,
you got heaps of money. Yeah, fuck it.
Or if you just want to pay full price because you don't like handouts or something like that. You know, you have this weird pride and this weird ego, and you don't fucking want a discount code. You know, that's for dickheads. That's for stupid idiots. Oh, who needs a fucking discount code? I'll pay full price. Thank you. You can do that too. Just don't use a discount code.
Yeah, my dad's like that.
So oh, man,
like
your
that.
Dad was such a fucking strong character in that house. Other than that, if you can't support us by doing any of the shit we just mentioned, that's fine.
Yeah, just fucking...
just be more B, man. Just chill.
Have fun. Enjoy.
And of course, if you feel like it, but like only if it's really easy and it's not too much trouble and you like the videos, you can like give a thumbs up if you feel like it. Or comment. If you can't think of a comment, just comment.
You can show your appreciation.
In other free ways.
Oh, we have the podcast awards coming up. You can show your appreciation when that comes out.
Exactly right. We're going to be asking you guys to vote for us. We're going to spend a lot of time just begging. So prepare yourself.
And if you send proof, we will send a video.
Yeah, well, you'll see all about that on our social medias. No, it's great to see, though. That's for sure. Very strong character, your father.
He actually would get bargains, I think. He wouldn't get full price.
I don't know.
I was trying to act like I came like...
Such a strong character, though. It's hard to tell with him. You know what I mean?
He's like a bargain, like Greg, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Find that bargain.
Very sort of strong character.
Bargain hunter, in a way.
Yeah, just doesn't...
Like Greg.
He's just a very... the shape is just sturdy.
It's a good core.
Exactly right.
Yeah, so basically that's that.
And on this episode, what do we got? We got fucking diary entries. We got some P.O. box shit. We got a couple of... One big box in particular. Mm. I saw in the comments fucking Donut Films has said he's sending something, Matt.
He has mentioned that he has sent something.
And we all quivered in our fucking boots.
Yeah. Was it the last time that he sent...
Teeth! And teeth, skin!
Foot skin, cum.
And he's a child. This is a child sending his cum in.
Dude. Do you know what that means?
What?
I've had a child.
Oh, you've rubbed kid cum on your arms.
Oh, I've gone too far.
Kid cum on your arms.
I've gone too far.
Teenage.
I didn't know that he was a... you can't fucking say that.
Yeah. So he should have checked his ID.
That won't hold up in a court.
He should have checked his ID.
Yeah, Donut Films has sent something, so get ready for that, guys. I'm sure it's going to be just lovely. You know what I was thinking?
What?
I reckon you should make a candle out of your earwax. Start collecting it.
Or make an egg out of it and eat it.
Just get it out and scrape it in a container.
Yeah, okay. I can do that.
And then within maybe...
Should we all do that?
It will take...
6 months.
Years.
You reckon years?
No, I reckon by halfway through next season, there'll be something there to play with.
And then we can, maybe a small candle.
Yeah, yeah, just like maybe that big or something.
Hey, what's so gnarly about that, though?
Just it would be look
some
so funny.
Some people can't handle earwax.
And I want to see
really?
Earwax
I'm
is,
good with it.
Is the same as other wax.
Is it?
Yeah, you like, put it in your hair.
Mate, well, I guess mate, we I have guess to we'll fucking find we have out, to mate, do it.
I guess we'll bloody find out. Such strong yeah. characters.
Yeah.
Such got, strong characters.
Sorry. I'll get a container or something. Yeah.
Dude, I can get shitloads out. You've seen.
Yeah, Michael can get like little pyramids. But dude. That's only when you have ravaged your body.
No, that I think it's... I'm like that permanently, so
Michael's ear holes produce a lot of wax because there's always insects and shit going in.
I think it's not good if you produce heaps of wax. It means your body's got a lot of toxins. I
really?
Think.
I don't know.
I might have made that up.
Yeah, I think you make that up.
But there you go.
But that's...
Oh, maybe there could be an explainer today, a question.
For yeah. Google.
So we got P.O. Box. We got...
We got doppelgangers.
Doppelgangers. We're going to explain some shit. We got questions. And of course, we've got ourselves a very cheeky prank call with Mr. Arnold Fine. Mm. Seeing if he can book a table at a restaurant for his wife and her guide pig.
What do you reckon?
It's 50-50.
Exactly right, mate. Diary entry. Diary entry.
Here we go.
Diary entry.
Number.
Diary entry number 139 from Michael Corey Brookhouse. Is it bad if you're coughing up phlegm as firm as rubber? Do thoughts have thoughts? Like, can you think think? Technically, if you think about it, everyone is here at the same time. I'm here, you're there, which is here to you, and you're over there, but it's here to you. So, yeah, don't forget about that one.
Oh, dude, that was fucking near perfect. I wish you said that. Say that here to there thing again.
If you think about it, everyone is here at the same time. I'm here, you're there, which is here to you.
Which is just here with a T, you should have said.
Yeah, that's so true.
That would have been perfect. But yeah, that is fucking spot on, dude. Well done. He's fucking very good.
What about Matt's diary entries?
Very good. I love them. I've come around. I think it's confident.
Okay. It makes dinner at my mum's place very interesting.
It's very confident.
If she finds out.
Diary entry number 109 from Marty. Today was Mustard Monday. Mustard Mondays are my favorite because mum gives me a jar of mustard for lunch. I have to eat it in secret because the other students think it's disgusting and weird. Sometimes I say, it's mustard. You should try it before you make fun of me for eating it. Well, to be honest, I don't say it because I think they might attack me for speaking, but I think it to myself in German when no one else is around. It was a pretty good day.
You only think in German? Why is that?
Oh, just in case they can understand me or something.
If the think's thinking.
Yeah, well,
the think can think on the think.
If they can hear my thoughts or something.
They thought that. That's what Germans think. They thought that.
So if they can hear my thoughts, then obviously they're going to attack me.
Yeah. Okay.
So I have to do another layer of protection.
That's smart.
Matt's touching his phone. He's looking at it a bit confused. No, he's leaning back. Must have been nothing. He's looking at us now, expecting us to carry on. And he's still looking at us. He's leaning
Do you know speaking Nikki out. Mentioned that she thinks that's he's one speaking, of the best parts of when Marty commentates me?
If we know about Nikki.
Yeah, we do.
Looking at us, hoping that we answer him. And Michael sort of has.
Yeah.
And
hoping that you talked back.
Diary entry number 69 from Julian James Tennyson Woods from Ashgrove. 40-60 until I die. Yeah! Get fucked!
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Today, I got jumped by some Southside Dogs. I was scrolling on my phone, so I was basically unresponsive. And they took like $25 cash and my computer from my bedroom while I was on my bed. I came to after I'd finished watching every David Dobrik video and knew it was them because they even tagged their tag on the walls. Fuck, if only I just looked up briefly or even just heard them, I would have absolutely smashed them cunts. Time to get my fucking army together, Josh and Cursor. They've started a war, cunt. Stab, stab, twist, shit, slap, neck fat, blast the AC, cunt. Stab. Very strong character.
Oh, man, he is.
Oh. Diary entry number 1076 from Matthew Gregory Brown. I barely slept. How could I? I had been had by a morbidly obese 60-year-old woman. Oh, this must be like a continuation from last week's.
I'd been had.
I had to have her back, not only to show her, but to prove to myself that I was the top haver. I spent the day dipping my brown nut bag onto a hot grill. The heat stimulates my brown mince. Once midnight came, I began my hunt. I bounded backwards to the park where I'd been had. I picked up her scent and bounded backwards until I was close to the source. I slowly approached the backyard of where the scent was leading me, and as I rounded the corner, I saw her. She was branding herself with a hot spoon and, without looking up, said, "I've been waiting for you, Brown." She must have known I was coming. I fight back the fear and step closer to her. "Who are you?" I yell. "It does not matter. All that matters is I've had you. And I will have you again."
She stopped branding herself and looked up at me. She smiled to reveal her long, sharp teeth. My little brown stirs, and I attack. She launches herself at me, and our bodies collide with a slap under the moonlight. We explosively struggle to gain the upper hand. I connect a hard right straight to this bitch's fucking jaw, but she did not slow. I stab the entire length of my thumb deep into one of her eyes, but again, she keeps advancing. I attempt to grab her throat, but am left defending myself against her slashing fingernails. She plunges her nails into my back fat and rips straight down. I let out an almighty yell as she slashes my face and punts my brown sack. I drop to my knees, blood gushing from my wounds. How is she so powerful? I feel her breasts wrap around my neck and start choking me. I struggle to pull the tits off with my own hands. She's screaming as loud as she can in my ear, and I think that she has bested me. I feel her fingers enter my ass. I become lightheaded and start losing strength. Then... Let him go, choir! Another voice yells. I felt the woman's grip loosening. I manage to stay conscious as she lets me go and steps away. I look up, and there I see Queston. He's flicking his chest clit and staring at the woman who was just fighting me. This is what you wanted, Queston, she said. Let me finish him! No, choir. This is not how I want it to happen. It has to be fair. The woman named Choir continues to stare at me, and I can see she wants to have me. Who is she, Queston? I manage to ask. Matthew, this is our real mother. Her name is Choir. I found her when I was searching for ways to have you. She left us with Dad after we were born. What? That's not possible! I know you're confused right now, Matthew, but prepare yourself for me. Choir, or Mum, is training me to be the most powerful haver the world has ever seen. And my first have will be you. We will see you soon, Matthew. I can't wait to have your mince fill my organs. And with that, they walked away. My mind was spinning and I was badly injured. I stumbled home, wrapped myself in glad wrap, and went into a deep sleep.
Matt's mom's name's Choir.
Fucking hell, man.
That's the shittest name. Choir.
She's getting like very psychologist-y.
Oh my god, dude. Oh, that was the best part of the story for me, was the name was Choir.
I can't believe that that's happened to you, Matt. That's all 100% factual. Like, it's honestly hard to believe. That's fucked up.
Oh my god, dude.
So the person you've thought is your mom all along is not your biological mother. Your actual mother is Choir.
Oh. Oh, dude, Eddie, the fucking names that you generate are great. Fucking.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Queston. Fucking.
Anyway, should we have a moment of silence for Choir?
No, we should move on.
All right. All right, we'll move on. The next segment has been renamed to... Strong characters.
Good.
And this is a segment where we answer the questions that you write us. You comment on the fully actual YouTube channel. Alright, now if you want your question asked, all right, ask it, and then I answer the questions that are the most liked, don't we?
We started them and then we work back to them.
We
ones.
Work back.
Some are good and I think they get missed in the pile.
So have a comment.
So I do look at them all.
And then have a scroll through and like the questions that you want us to answer, and we'll try and answer them first. We do read all the comments, all right? So keep them coming. I love nothing more than spending my Monday nights reading through the comments, stroking our own egos.
Laugh like that when Mon's trying to sleep.
In bed at 3 a.m. when he can't get to sleep.
Throwing wine on the walls.
Oh, what happened, Marty? Someone called me the best.
The breasts.
Anyway, it was a tie for top comment.
Oh, here we go, cunt.
Yep. It was between Wild Boy 55 and Jonathan Smith.
Jonathan Smith. Yeah. What a great name.
We'll start with Wild Boy. Question for the podcast. When is Jonathan...
Choir. It's such a good name. Sorry. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. No!
Shh. When is Julian and Lockie going to have a showdown with Marty and Michael in Julian's corner and Jackson in Lockie's?
That would be so funny.
What, like boxing?
I don't know. Is there something relevant to that? Because he's asked it a few times and a lot of people liked it.
Maybe it's because like Lockie films for Jackson because Julian films for
us. Oh, like
a filming rivalry. Maybe they could have a film off. They have to both film the same three objects and then use their editing skills to try and make that video funny.
Who's better at CGI? What about this? Scrap that and we do
this.
I'm timing it. Tell me when to start.
Now.
Oh! I couldn't enjoy it because I was focusing on fucking tech. Trying to time it and it fucked up.
Yeah. Not my best.
I didn't even hear it in my ears. Like, it's gone in my head. I didn't even get to enjoy that because I was focusing on the time.
It's a bit watery.
It was a...
Was it good?
No.
It was like a rap video.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly like a rap music video.
That probably reminds us, if you got farts on recording, send them into the...
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
How Instagram. Could we forget? How... Okay. New segment starting next week.
Well, as soon as we get some, basically.
Well, yeah, which will be you next week. Hopefully, guys, send them in, okay? We could, this, I can't believe we haven't thought of this earlier. This could quite possibly be our best segment idea yet.
Yeah, it's good.
And all we want is for you to record your fart
and record send it in. I thought they were going to send, oh, I fucking misjudged. No. I misread
it in
this
a bag.
Like I honestly jar? Thought they were going to send their farts in well, and we'd smell.
Yeah, that's
we'd
way
smell
too
them.
Much effort. Look, if you want to
the recording.
If you want to, you can fart in a jar.
I wanted to send, but yeah.
If you want to, you can fart in a jar and send that into our PO box. But for this segment, all we want just
please do.
Just you don't have to film your ass or anything. Just be recording so it catches the audio. So just press record, film the sound of your fart. And send it in. Because we're going to start playing them and timing them. And whoever gets the longest fart by the end of the season gets $1,000.
Wait. I just thought they're going to cheat this.
They're going to cheat.
All right. Do that.
Yeah, true.
Maybe we just pick the funniest.
Maybe you have to show your asshole.
No.
So you can
I like
see.
The idea no of being send it know, easy audio. Just you see just want to see it.
You just want to see a bunch of assholes to fucking have a wank over.
But if you send it to the Marty Michael Fully Actual Instagram, there is the option to record audio like right in your replies. That'll probably be the easiest way to do it.
Nah, because we want them to stay to be able to play again and again.
Yeah, but they do, don't they?
Depends how they send them.
Okay, maybe I don't know. All right. Cut that, Connor. Just
send them to the Fully Actual, I guess.
Yeah.
Fully Actual Instagram. Instagram or...
So, just, Marty and Michael, Fully Actual.
Yeah, just send them to us via Instagram, the fart sounds. And we're just going to play the farts.
And we'll rate them.
Yeah, we can rate them in the comments. We can rate them. We can have a discussion about each fart. We can discuss each fart.
They are. It's like art to us. So
we can discuss each fart.
Should you I bring a speaker, especially for the fart segment?
It's very important. So
I think the mics
and we
good.
Treasure this sort of stuff. So we are the ones to judge it. If you think about it.
And look, we can time it. We can see. I know people can cheat, so we'll be aware of that. But you know, just send in. Just be real, man. Don't cheat and send in your farts, and let's just time it and just see what happens. That's a great segment, man. Can't believe we haven't started that yet. Send in your fart.
Yeah, it's very good. It's quite exciting. I actually thought that it was going to be send in the scent itself. So no, I fucked up there.
Yeah, Michael thought I meant fart in a jar.
Because then we could smell it.
How are they going to do that?
You send it like the PO box.
How the fuck are they going to do that?
They fart in it, seal it, send it, and then we smell it and we say what sort of scent it is. Because I'm good at scents. You know what?
You're very good at scents.
It's not going to work.
But I prefer to
Where's Donut Films? Send it in so we can see if it works.
Donut Films, you should send your fart in.
Yeah, no send your farts in. I want to know if it works.
Wait, is this illegal? You guys asking a child?
Oh, fuck. Well, it's not sexual. I'm not getting off over the fart.
I have seen you, actually. Yeah. I have seen you wanking.
Yeah, that was a lie.
Not sexually getting off.
That's a lie again.
You put the skin on your hand and then wanked yourself with it.
The fart scent.
No, the skin that he sent you.
Oh, the foot skin.
And you had the teeth in your mouth and you're moving them around. This sound.
Oh, why are you touching them?
I don't know. I feel like they're clean now.
Can you explain to everyone on Spotify what you just did?
There's someone, I think Donut Films.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Sent in these false teeth, that are real teeth. So we just play with them. You think for false teeth, they would make them a bit whiter, you know? Like, they're not like super yellow, but just maybe a little bit more.
Oh.
We could make some TikToks with this or something.
Yeah, definitely could.
Imagine the greens, having the green suit and just having the teeth there popping out of an opening or something.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be next level, mate. Let me tell you. And for you to say something like that, like you were a strong character.
Yeah.
Should we continue?
Yeah.
All right. Jonathan Smith, who also got top one. Question for the podcast. Marty... If you had to choose between taking a shot of Matt Brown's man juice or a shot of the golly bottle to save Bosley's life, what would you choose?
I'd have your cum.
Yeah, I would
too. Any day of the week. At least with the cum, I know I can't die.
Yeah, you'd...
And I'd pineapple it up for you.
And then there's a fucking funny story for the boys too, can't
I? Yeah.
But the other way, if I do the golly bottle, I could die.
Yeah, and there's no golly bottle anymore.
Yeah, Michael has emptied the contents all over himself. One of the most sickening things I've ever seen. All the while some, like, orchestra music was playing.
It's like the Halo theme song. Do you know that song, Matt? The Halo theme song?
No, I play Fortnite with Julian. Okay,
sorry.
Yeah, you and Julian play so much Fortnite now.
Yeah. Julian loves Fortnite.
Yeah, if anyone's keen to play Julian in Fortnite, add him, ask him.
But he's fucking good, though. He's
obsessed with Fortnite now.
Like, yeah, that's like annoying.
Yeah, like he fucking doesn't even go out on weekends anymore. He just plays Fortnite.
That and Pokemon. He's rewatching the Pokemon series.
He's loving all the nerd stuff from back when he was in primary school, I think. Because he loved it as a kid too.
Yeah, I was driving to work the other day because I got to go past his place and I saw him doing Fortnite dances on his balcony.
Yeah, he does it all the time.
He knows heaps.
I think he knows them all.
Yeah. All right, next question is from James Kirkpatrick. Question, who gets more drunk out of Michael and Austin? Austin is part of Shammy's Uncut Crew. They both seem to have had videos in the past where they don't wake up from being drunk. Who's worse?
Michael would 100... In both of them in their prime, Michael wins hands down.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm gone. Completely gone.
Yeah, he's literally unconscious. But he's been awake for 3 days straight.
If I wanted... No, it seems dark. But like, if I was to die, that's the way to do it because...
Drunk.
You fucking just... I don't know what's going on. I'm out. Like, he can slap me as hard as he wants and I will not feel a thing. So you could like smash heaps of alcohol. Anyway.
It was fucking perfect for videos, you being like that though, but... You know, if you ever got like that again, I reckon I'd just fucking butcher your hair. So you'd wake up looking like that fucking...
Like that?
Yeah, a lot of these guys.
I remember we were at Chermside Shops watching UFC and Michael goes, I'm going to go for a nap. Don't tell Marty. And he walked out to the car park and he just sat down in the car park. And there's like a little garden bed. It was fucking disgusting.
That was the day we filmed the video. Like,
And I've straight away told Marty and gave him my phone, I think. And he went straight and started burying him in bark.
That was legit. We'd been day drinking and Michael got fucking slaughter-cunted. This is like after we'd only just started making money. So we were the novelty of being able to go out and have fun was new again, and we were just like fucking getting fucked up. And Michael drank heaps during the UFC and was like, yeah, walked off. Matt told me he was fucking asleep in the car park, so I had to go and see it for myself. And then sure enough, there he was, just lying on a footpath near the fucking bushes, near the main Gympie Road.
Comfy.
Completely fucked. And like annoyed that I was like putting bark on him and shit. Like didn't realize that it's like, it's not your fucking bedroom. You're fucking lying in the middle of a footpath in public.
Yeah, well, like, you know when you just drink too much too quickly and you need to just switch off.
I haven't been.
I needed to go switch off. And for
that has never happened to me.
I like, always walk home.
Yeah, that I get that drunk that I pass out and then wake back up in an hour and fine. And just
well, think about it. We talked about this the other day.
Park.
I guess it was at the end of the night, but we halfway back to my house on Days Road, we had a sleep in a little island.
Yeah, that, like, was, in a bush. That was at like fucking 5 a.m. though.
Yeah, that's like cute. So you did like, something
what,
with your friend.
3 p.m.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a bit different. You're right. But yeah, I don't know. I just drank too much too quickly and needed some time to myself. So
very good. So very
and
good.
And then just gets up and fucking starts pissing while he's facing Gympie Road.
Dude, I'm pretty sure that
yeah,
day
you got shoved
the
in the
same book. Bouncer when we saw went to go back.
Another, exactly. So confused.
Yeah, like
you were coherent.
The same bouncer who had seen me passed out was at a different bar.
Later on
working, and then we go to that bar and he's like, "How the fuck are you alive? Do you remember?" Like, and it's like, nah. Anyway, we got in. Happy days.
Next question is from Defy_U. Michael, Marty makes lots of different sounds and noises, which makes you laugh. What's your favorite sound he makes?
Technically.
That's up there lately. That's very good. I don't know, there's a lot of car. Like if you just something starting with C or K. A little car, a
Klein.
Yeah, Klein, Carla, Klele. Like a lot of that gets me.
Just screaming. Michael likes just straight out screaming.
Or when you like, you go to ask him something or something's been said and he quickly replies with something. It's very good because it shocks you. The shock makes me laugh. I don't know. It depends. And depending on the mood.
Next question. It's from Gyrex, and this is a bit of an explainer one as well. So
yes!
Can you guys please explain or elaborate on this? How do I be more B? How do you know that you've been more B once you've been more B?
I don't think you really ever can know, but you can feel it. You can feel if you're being more B, like...
It's like Christians saying, you know, when you're trying to talk to God and there's those people that say, oh, fuck, man, I can't seem to hear God's voice. Like, I actually can't hear it. It's the same with being more B. Like, you can't hear it.
You can't see it, but it's happening.
You can feel it.
It's like, you know. It's like being, you know, some people say, oh, I'm really like spiritual. Like, what does that mean? Can they see spirits and shit? No, they're just being more spiritual. You can be more, just be.
Because human beings, like yeah. That's the title of who we are.
Being, like we are being. So just be more of that. Focus your attention on being.
So if you're a human, like if you go out that day and you start acting like, I know, sometimes
like
we
an
do this.
Idiot
or like a cat or a dog, which we do, we're not being completely human being. So when you are acting like a human being as much as possible, then you are pretty much being. But
you got to, and then from being, you got to even halve that. So you just, you be.
So it's like, you can take it easy, which we do a lot too.
And that, but as long as you're being B, then like taking it easy is the same as being B because you're all doing that at the same time. Next question.
All right. Next question is from Demon Badger. Marty, what type of bird was Cryptus?
I think he was a rainbow lorikeet. It was hard to tell, though. He was pretty severely decomposed when I already found him. And some of his colors had sort of blended together. And I think there was like some blood had sort of bleached some of his feathers. Cryptids. But yeah, I'm pretty sure he was a rainbow lorikeet. Because when I did find him, there was other rainbow lorikeets around as well. So, yeah.
Next question is from Matthew Knowles. I have a question for Matt Brown. Would you ever hit Marty and Michael with a metal chair? Don't know why he wanted me to... wanted to know that. But no, I wouldn't. Because I like my friends. I'm the
could
nice
be a
one.
Could be a cool That's clip, all man. All could be a fucking cool clip. What about if it's a cool clip?
If the cameras are rolling, fucking could swing at me, cunt. Oh, just come up behind me and fucking stab me in the neck with a fucking screwdriver, cunt. Fucking seriously, bro. Nothing's off limits with us, cunt. Nothing's off limits here, cunt. Nothing's off limits here, brother.
There you go.
One big fucking unit, cunt. Fucking stab me in the back, cunt. Oi, seriously. I get a fucking knife, cunt, and put it in my fucking shoulder blade. Yeah, wait. Yeah, wait. Yeah. Fucking stab me, cunt. You fucking cunt. You fucking man, crazy,
we
are, cunt.
We run amok here at Marty
it's
and Michael.
It's fucking crazy, cunt. It's fucking crazy.
We are off tap. All right, next question.
Oh, next question is from George Tomlin. Big love from the UK. You guys are pure comedy, so true. Was his words. Do you prefer to work on your videos as a pair, or do you rather work with guests like a Jackson or a Lachlan or a Michael Fallon or a Shami?
It changes.
It depends. Depends on what video we're filming. Sometimes we know that some of our fellow friends wouldn't be able to handle the depths that we have to go to discover some answers to science. So sometimes the only people willing to trek the path is us. So we don't have a choice. We must go it alone. Brave.
Soldiers.
Man, we are brave warrior soldier scientists.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it's fun filming videos with the boys, obviously. Like fucking... It's nice having other people to fuck with, and it's nice just having more people in the video. It's usually less work for us. But yeah, so a bit of both, man. Bit of fucking both, to tell you the truth.
Next question is from James Kirkpatrick. He also asked this one. I thought it was pretty cool. How long does it take to... get a prank done? So from the time you think of it to actually getting it finished and edited and out, what's like your
varies fucking what today
fuck I had squirted one
some
done
hair removal
in
cream
like
in my hair
2 hours today. Went and got the cream, put on the cream, then the cream's off.
So yeah, like literally spent sometimes they're like clips that have taken like a clip 1 week, then you don't get another one for 2 months, and you get another one, and then you get fucking six in one day sometimes. It just varies, really. But
I've been saving up a fair few scare clips.
It has gotten harder.
Matt Brown's in them.
Over the years.
This one is from Shannon Croft. Question for the podcast. How come no one has ever returned to the moon?
Fuck.
Been done, and they're sending robots to do that now. So I'll tell you what, mate. I'll tell you something for free. You want to hear it? Good. Because here it is. So the moon's not that great, man. It's just a fucking rock.
Oh, there could be some stuff on there, some cheese.
Man, there's like craters and shit in it. It's just a rock. This is going around. It gets hit by meteorites and shit. Nothing. It just fucking sits there and spins, cunt. And controls the fucking water, cunt.
You know how I see the moon? It. You know when you go to places and there's like lots of islands and there's islands with beaches and stuff, and then there's those shitty little islands that's just pure rock, and you're like, I don't really want to go there. It looks cool, but I don't want to go there.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Nothing on it.
You wouldn't go to the moon, hey?
It's just a sand.
It's
protruding
just a sand.
Out of the water. If the moon were an island on Earth, it would just be a sand rock sticking out of the water. No plants or animals on it. And there'd be a dickhead with a flag running around trying to stab it into the rock.
Yeah, I guess that's what happened, right? But yeah, I reckon the moon's...
The moon's like so long ago. Move on. Let's get to somewhere that matters, cunt.
Pluto.
I want to be up there with Venus, cunt.
Nah, Pluto. It's the furthest away.
Pluto's not a planet anymore.
Was it Pluto?
I don't know.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, it definitely was Pluto.
All right, final question. Are you ready?
Man, Hit me with it, brother.
It's from oh. Strong character. Tom Mark M. Markham. Boys, if you had to hide a block of cheese in or around your body, where would you put it and why? Just curious because I'm trying to steal cheese.
Well, I guess the obvious place would be to...
Undies.
Well, you could cut it up and put it in little plastic bags and swallow the bags whole. Or just into your cavities.
Yeah.
You could go your undies, but then it's risky, cunt, because if you get frisks or if dogs come sniff you, cunt, they flip you down and fucking...
Okay, so if the cheese is code for drugs.
No, if just normal cheese.
But it's just cheese, dude.
But if he's trying to hide cheese. So
trying to steal cheese, I guess. Okay.
Trying to hide the cheese.
They're not going to frisk you at a shop.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should be safe with your underwear. Just walk out. Me personally, I'd grate it and shove the grated cheese up my ass.
It could work, hey. It could fully shape into
tube. And then you insert the shit tube. You sit it in the freezer once it's grated, once you got your tube. Dildo-shaped tube of grated cheese.
I reckon it's... No, because that's gonna be like a dildo that you're sitting on because it's frozen. You could just have the grated cheese go bit by bit. Shove it up there because then it's easier because it's not going to be like hard and it will just go into your bowels and sit on the edges.
But he's going to attract attention from grating it.
You can keep pushing it up there like compost.
But... there will be shit on all of the cheese. All of it. At least with the frozen, there'll just be a layer of shit on the outside layer. And then you get the cheese slicer and you slice the shit cheese off, revealing the fresh frozen cheese underneath.
But you are getting it out of the shop. You're not going to have time for that. Mate, you can't freeze the cheese.
How are you going to grate it? Think of coming around. Imagine walking around the aisle. You're working at a shop and there's this free grating cheese.
I'll show you. I can go to Coles, get a grater, stand in the corner, grate the block, meld it into a tube, put it in their freezer section, hidden behind some frozen shit. Right? Come back in the next day and shove the fucking thing up my asshole and stroll out of there like it's no one's business. Can you steal cheese? Like it's no one's fucking business.
Very good. Bravo. We can. All right, we'll do that. That's the way to steal cheese.
That's the way forwards.
That's the way forwards. Holy fuck, we're fucked. That's not good if that's the way forwards.
Forwards.
Dude.
What's this?
See?
Got him. Can't. Watch me get him again. What's this?
Open mouth.
Open mouth. And open heart and be more be.
Oh, I was really believing
in that.
Sorry.
All right, I guess it's time for our new segment where we explain shit. The segment's been renamed to...
So much moisture. Very good, very B.
You have to have the moisture to get that sound.
That's very B.
Trust me, I tried to read that before and I couldn't get there. My mouth was far too dry to read
that.
Parched.
A bit parched.
So trust me when I say that.
Is that yours?
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
All right. Explainer is from Sam Warner. Hello, masters of the universe. I have something that needs explaining. What is the Big Bang Theory and how did you do it?
So basically, before shit was here, cunt, these two fucking rocks, because space's got no like gravity and shit, right? So these two fucking rocks just like fucking bang into each other, like full on head on car collision. Like picture two trucks, but bigger. Four trucks just slamming into each other at like maybe 100 mile an hour, right? So because there's no gravity in that, there's nothing to stop the shockwave, right? So that explosion just fucking tore shit so much up that all the little specks of shit throughout time just sort of turned into shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So basically we're all fucking just little bits of rock and shit some dumb cunt bitch spat out when two fucking rocks slammed into each other, cunt.
We're just like a rock war of like kids having a rock war under a bridge in a different universe. That's what we are.
That's one of it. That's one of it that happened, but there's other parts of it. That Big Bang, yeah, it's just like
some computers.
It's an expanding head-on collision with two rocks, and we've once dust settles down. Oh, dust turns into that's Earth now,
because there's a plant.
Because the energy that gets delivered out turns into suns and shit, and that warms a little dust particle in that Earth now, and cunt, perfect conditions. Here we are, cunt.
That's
like the scientific brief sort of. I don't know if you could follow that, but.
And now we'll build new new universes once we get higher tech.
Yeah, we've been
with
trying
our simulations.
We have actually tried to recreate the Big Bang once.
Yeah, we failed at that though.
We failed. You guys don't see there are many failed science experiments that we don't even bother posting because, you know, no one wants to see that shit.
Yeah, there wasn't enough carnage in it.
Well, it just wasn't it wasn't a Big Bang.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just two tennis balls hitting each other. And we'd hit them perfectly. But yeah, like, we'll let you guys know about that, but we're still doing our numbers and research and shit.
We got to redo it, eh?
Man, I got to redo my hypothesis at least.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, we got to do some theory on that one, I guess.
And like, what equipment, you know?
Yeah, we got to buy...
Don't know what equipment...
So yeah, we'll come back to you with that. Oh yeah, fuck. Big bangs. Here we are. Simulations.
Tell you what, we've had a couple of big bangs before. Fucking cunt! That woke Bosley from his slumber. Fucking cunt! Fucking cunt! You're fucking cunt! Sorry.
No wonder.
No wonder, she said.
I'm not even gonna... Just... Next.
Anyway, next segment, the PO unboxing, where we open the things that you have sent in. Live on the podcast.
Yes.
We don't know what
cool
it is.
Shit today.
These could be the last moments that we're alive. Someone sent in a bomb or something that kills us. You just
I reckon
know.
They're going to be good presents.
Just never know. All right, guys, we got fucking first gift here. You want to have a look at that one, eh? That's the very bomb-like.
Oh, that is definitely donutty.
Oh, wow.
No?
Greetings from Australia Zoo.
I was there recently with S.
Uncle Rico vintage clothing. These are just stickers.
Oh, is there a note on the back of that?
David Attenborough.
So I think there's a note on the back of that.
Photo of David Attenborough? Has anyone written anything?
I think there's a letter on the back there. Is
there? Message. Marty and Michael, here are sunglasses to block out the haters and Matthew Gregory Brown's shiny head. Hopefully, Queston will make a return with his luscious hair so you don't need them again.
Oh,
thank you, Logan.
Fucking just ripped me to bits.
Oh.
I'm wearing a hat today, whoever that was.
Ooh, look at these.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow, they look fucking cool.
These are funky.
Has anyone been seeing the Conor McGregor posts?
Yeah, I love them.
Really?
Yeah.
They really stand.
They suit me?
Oh, my God, man. I feel like asking you for pingers, can't. Oh,
more wigs.
Oh, man, this is a very, very good. Is a very good
Marty
box. Who is this from? This is from Hannah. Thank you very much. She sent a fuckload of socks, which is like always need socks.
Oh, wigs.
Shotgun.
New wigs.
Another wig. Oh, I saw a fucking 3-pack Kinder Surprise.
Oh, his favorite.
Fuck yes. More cocks. More socks.
Oh, yes. Bumblebee.
A Yowie for Matt. I
Be
love Yowies
bee.
Too.
Dude, holy
shit. Oh, man,
shit.
This is turning into a very good box so far. What else have we got? I'm like halfway through it. Oh, we got an alien.
Another We've got one. Two aliens now.
We got four.
Oh, my God.
We got a couple of aliens that got sent in. We got another Yowie, Matt. I'll have that one.
Oh, yes. That's my treat for later.
We got... Let me read this letter. All right.
The bottom is a bomb.
Hey, guys. No need to read the note out. Just wanted to say thanks for the great content. You guys are so funny. So I'm just catching up with all your podcasts. When I brought up one of the alien things, I didn't realize you had already been sent one. Oops, sorry about that. My bad. No, the more aliens, the better, Hannah. It's fine.
Yeah, we'll have a whole desk of aliens.
Thanks for all the laughs on the podcast and on the university page. You guys are the best.
And also, the sunnies are from Uncle Rico.
Did Marty get a pair of sunnies? Just want to open up the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See and if, a cow
same
thing.
Same ones.
Sweet.
And a cow. What is it? A onesie? Oh, yeah. It's a fucking cow. Onesie.
Only for
Holy shit.
Oh my God, Matt. This is the next photo shoot. This is your name written all over it. Me taking you down.
Oh, you wear that cunt. Yeah.
All right, let's see if we quickly follow Rach. It's very lovely, Rachel. Very lovely. Do you understand? All right. Fucking hell. Thank you very much, guys. That's absolutely lovely. And boy, oh boy, I can't wait. I'm having a yowie right now. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, I'm tempted. But oh wait, I'm gonna have the munchies later.
Why? Thank you, everyone. That's lovely. Yeah,
very good.
That's so great.
So
mate,
much.
Everyone.
Yeah, that's no. There was no gremlin shit there.
This is good.
That was fucking great.
All right, Michael, can you show me your shirt?
It's got a wolf on it. He got it from the markets. I bet.
Yeah, it did.
See, guessed it. Is that prank call now? That's it?
Yeah.
Are we missing something?
Well, we've been skipping German segment.
Yeah, German segment. Time. It's coming. I believe Nikki's working on some more phrases. Is that correct?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well,
maybe. Maybe I made that up and told you that, but I don't think so.
No, I'll ask her.
I do believe you made that up.
Okay.
You lied to me about that. So the German segment will make a return in some way, shape, or form. We need the German in the segment.
I think it's there. We just got to find ones that we haven't read. But well, yeah, we've got them jumbled up. So sorry.
Fucking hell, man. Righto, let's fucking jump into this prank call, man. You ready, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I miss your phone call.
Yeah, can I book in a massage for myself?
Oh, but today...
For tomorrow?
Tomorrow, okay. What time would you like to be here tomorrow?
Maybe 4 p.m.
4 p.m., okay, no problem.
Yeah,
So you want the hour?
Yeah, just for the hour. And I don't know if you guys do... Do you guys do, like, happy endings?
Oh, we do good massage.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Yeah, so my name...
Yeah?
...is Michael.
Michael, okay. See you. I will tell another lady 4 p.m. waiting for you.
Perfect. Wanking for me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Anyway, on with the prank call. Hey, what am I doing again? Oh, yeah, restaurants. Leave all that in, Connor. Leave all that in. I want people to see that you know, even us, even we do things that are shit. Happens sometimes.
You got to fail to win.
All right, here we go.
Hello, my name Arnold Fine. I look to book a table for two people. Tomorrow night, eh?
Yeah, just one second. Sorry, that was for Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday or maybe 7 p.m. If you have.
7 p.m., yeah. Could I please have a name for that?
Yes, my name Arnold Fine.
Arnold?
Arnold Fine.
Yeah.
And I have a request. My wife is sick. She have assistance animal Do you okay with she bring in her assistant's animal?
Is this a dog? A guide dog?
No, it's similar. Similar, very same thing. It's a pig. It's a pig, a large pig. It help with walking and it take her to toilet. And my wife is sick. Very
so
sick.
I'll just ask about that. Just give me 1 second.
Okay. I pay for pig to come too if need, okay? I pay extra. My wife needs the pig. There at all, we cannot go to dinner. You understand, yeah?
Yep, I'll just ask first. Just 1 second, please.
Okay, hurry up.
Arnold's pushing the limits.
Arnold's squatting on car. Arnold's fine. Arnold Fine is squatting on Corker. Arnold Fine. Arnold Fine. Arnold. Arnold. Arnold Fine. Arnold Fine. My wife is sick. Arnold Fine.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, so I asked my boss, and she said that we can't allow any pets inside, but we do have a sitting area on the outside if you'd like.
Okay, so I can bring the pig for outside seat?
Yeah.
Okay, the big pig, maybe 100 kilo, and maybe a big table, and the pig can sit on the table there and flicking around while we eat a dinner. And if my wife needs the pig can come out from under table and take her to toilet.
Tables are quite small,
And
there is a pathway.
And why not sit inside? Eh? Why you not sit inside? It's cold at night.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure, but my own boss said that we can't have pets inside.
Do you serve the pig? Do you serve a pork dish?
A pork dish?
Yeah, you serve pork on your dinner, huh?
Yes, we do.
So how come pork allow in a restaurant for cook, but not to help my sick wife, huh? The pig is the same thing, huh? The pig on the plate, the pig on the ground, that's the same thing, huh? Please let me please speak to your manager to make no sense. It's crazy shit, my wife is sick. Yeah, please, let me speak to manager. This is crazy. You have a pig in store. You give a pig to people who pay. I bring pig in to help my wife. For free. For free.
Hello, I'm speaking.
Hello, I speak to staff. She say you take no assistance animal. You do not let in a restaurant, huh?
I understand that you talk to the girl that's the guard dog, but I'm really never have any animal in the restaurant before because in the restaurant it's only one dog, and I'm not sure another customer, they're gonna be okay, but if you don't mind, we can set up a table outside, we have table outside available for anyone, they have a dog or animals come with. But I have a pig, it's a large pig, maybe
100 kilo pig. And I say to girl, I say, you serve pig in the restaurant, no? You serve the pork? So how come you let a pig in the restaurant, but no pig in to help my sick wife?
I'm really sorry about that, sir, because we, in the restaurant, I told you that we have only one door, and then the...
But you already have a pig in the restaurant. Right now, you have a pork. In the restaurant, no?
Yeah, that's...
So what are the difference if a pig is breathing or not breathing?
I understand. I'm very sorry about that, but yeah, we can't...
My wife cannot go to toilet without a pig to lean on. The pig walk next to her big fat pig and she lean on it to flick around to the toilet and help her with the moosh. Make moosh, and come back to table. That's all. The pig, very clean animal.
I Sorry about that again, sir, but we can do outside for you.
Okay, okay. I come outside with a pig. The pig come, but we sit outside, yeah?
No, we don't have pig here, sir.
No pig outside or inside? No,
okay.
No pig outside or inside. So what, a pig outside and more door outside? If someone see it, I can...
No.
You
sorry about that.
You serve a pork to your customer and you do not...
That is crazy talk. You think it's fine to bring the pig because it's just they serve the pig. That was up there with one of my favorites. That was so good, man.
That was fun.
Oh my god, I'm fucking crying. Oh.
He just knows how to get it done, doesn't he?
That was so good.
Well, it makes sense. It's like you can't have rules like that. If you say no animals, don't have animals in there.
It went from you were allowed to have the pig outside to nothing.
To nothing.
She must have thought it was a dog.
Yeah, yeah,
100%. Yeah, man, what if they misinterpreted what she said? She's like, yeah, you can bring your pig. And then you rock up with a pig.
Oh, fuck, man.
We saved their lives.
Oh, anyway, we're going to enjoy these chocolates that you guys sent in. Really appreciate everything you guys do for us. Don't forget to like the video and comment and subscribe. Don't forget to do all that. Show it to your friends. Spread it via word of mouth.
Share it.
Send it viral, man.
YouTube restricts everything that we do, so just send it. We're relying on you guys. Love you
play
guys.
Play it in your workplace.
Put it on repeat, man. You don't even need your headphones on, man.
Talk to your friends about us.
Anyway, everyone, we'll catch you later.
We're the best.
There's the word best is in asbestos.